USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden is returning to the White House after a weekend away at Camp David, and tomorrow he's going to have a busy Monday. The president expected to sign the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill recently passed by Congress. And then tomorrow evening, President Biden is to have a virtual summit, the first ever bilateral meeting he'll be having with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. Investigators are reportedly telling the Daughtry family that the death of their eldest daughter was a homicide. Sources close to the family also telling TMZ that her boyfriend, Bobby Jolly, was taken into custody in Tennessee, police not revealing any details about the arrest or even whether he's a suspect in the death of the 25-year-old woman, who's the daughter of Chris Daughtry, the founder of the band Daughtry, following his American Idol stardom.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Democratic U.S. House member Adam Schiff is celebrating the indictment of former Trump advisor Steve Bannon on contempt of Congress charges. The California Democrat telling NBC's Meet the Press that Bannon refused to honor a subpoena to testify before the House committee that's investigating the January attack on the Capitol and that he deserved to be indicted. Schiff saying he hopes it serves as a warning to all former White House officials, including Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who also has refused to honor a subpoena from that same committee. A rotary phone in the forests of the Pacific Northwest is helping people make long-distance calls to lost loved ones. The phone was placed in Priest Point Park outside Olympia by a photographer, Corey Dembeck, who says he was inspired by a similar telephone of the wind in Japan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The former chief strategist under President Trump, Steve Bannon, expected to turn himself in and appear in court on Monday after being indicted last week by a federal grand jury on two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before the January 6th Select Committee investigating the Capitol riots. Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, on why he did not show up at the committee.
The partisan January 6th Select Committee is not concerned with facts, the law, or executive privilege. It only seeks a narrative to distract from the failing Biden administration. That's according to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Newsmax.
And yet it's been basically their way or the highway, and so they took a very aggressive move today, and sadly, I think what most Americans are seeing this is an attempt to really keep the focus on January 6th and not on their failing Biden administration policy.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A New York judge on Friday dismissed a lawsuit against the former president, and a second suit against him was dropped by the woman who filed it. A judge tossing out a suit filed by Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, seeking nearly $2 million to cover legal expenses. The other lawsuit by former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos was dropped after she accused the former president of groping her and sued him for defamation when he denied those allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.